Jack McHugh. He is the Senior Legislative Analyst for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. I'm good, thanks.
Well, it's great to have you with us once again this morning. We had you on yesterday to talk about the health care law, and we're bringing you back here again to talk about a new piece that you wrote, also related to health care, titled What the Obamacare Decision Means for You. So I'm just going to start with the obvious opening question. What does the Obamacare decision mean for us?
Well, for many more people than the politicians have let on, probably the first intense awareness that they will receive of this law is when their employer drops employee health insurance, and that is how most Americans get their insurance now. And the reason that this is going to be so much more common than has been let on is because the incentives for employers are very strong in favor of dropping employee coverage. They'll save a bundle of money. In fact, no one less than the Democratic governor of Tennessee explained a while back in an article how his state would save about $150 million out of their $450 million state employee health care costs by dropping coverage, letting their employees go to the so-called exchange that's part of the Obamacare law, and getting their insurance through the exchange. The savings come even when the state pays employees more to cover the higher costs that they would have to pay, you know, getting it through the exchange. So employers are going to sit down. They're going to look at the numbers, right? I mean, they're not in business to provide health care to their employees. They're in business to make money. And the numbers are, in most cases, in fact, I would say, every case, are just going to make sense for an employer to not provide health insurance. The employees pay the penalty, which there's an employer mandate. It's $2,000 or $3,000, depending on various circumstances. And the penalty is going to be a lot less than what it would cost for them to provide health insurance. So it's in many cases for employers, it's going to be a no-brainer. Why would we keep employee providing health insurance? The employees will go to the federal exchange, then federal or state-run exchange. It really doesn't matter from the point of view of the individuals which level of government runs this thing. And they'll have a choice of four different types of insurance plan. They're all pretty much Cadillac plans, from a base level Cadillac to a loaded one, and they'll get a subsidy to pay the very expensive premiums for these, depending on how big a subsidy depends on your income, and that's how people will get their insurance. So that's going to be the first impact of the law that I believe most people will, you know, really experience in their own lives.
Now, I hear from opponents of Obamacare that this is a cost concern, and it sounds like it's a concern of yours as well. How much more do you think, when it's all said and done, that we would be paying under the Affordable Care Act?
The numbers that were used when they were passing the law to sell it, did not anticipate a huge exodus of employers from the employee health insurance business. Single-digit percentage was, you know, 4 or 5% of employers would drop employee coverage. If that number is substantially higher, then obviously all those people are going to the exchange and getting these subsidies. You know, it could be two or three times the advertised cost of the law, which wouldn't be a surprise. When they created Medicare in 1965, that was supposed to cost $12 billion by 1990. In fact, it was well over $100 billion then. which even after inflation was more than double the advertised price. So, like I say, that'll be the first impact that people experience. Now, when those when the costs skyrocket, as I just mentioned, far beyond what's anticipated, what are the politicians going to do when they have, you know, these bills have to be paid and are blowing the federal budget totally out of control? Well, we can see what they've done in Medicaid and Medicare, the current programs for the elderly and for the poor. What they do is they blowball the reimbursements that are paid to doctors and hospitals and other medical providers. So in Medicaid right now, those reimbursements are about half the market level. And in Medicare, they're a little bit more, but they're still well below the market level. So, that's basically going to end up in an indirect form of rationing of health care.
Jack, we are out of time. We do appreciate you joining us. Jack McHugh from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.